is already canceling flights for lack of crew. They're expecting to need worldwide about 500,000 new pilots over the last over the next 4 years, according to Boeing Army Aircraft Survey.
Chancellor, if aviation is one program, how many programs exist on the Urbana campus?
Degrees, degree programs.
Yes.
Goodness, Dick, it would be several hundred.
We have 98 doctoral programs, well over 100 master's programs, and well over 100 undergraduate programs.
And how many would be closed every year?
Well, they ordinarily close much more quietly.
How do you do that?
You approve it.
Programs that just kind of run in and out of favor of the students. And programs are closed fairly routinely because they just don't have enough majors to make any longer. But this kind of large action to undertake the closure of an academic program is unusual for us.
It might be worth pointing out that the next in size undergraduate program is in the College of Media, and there's roughly 1,000 students in that program.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
The next, if you think of the Institute of Aviation as a college. Director Emanuel sits on the Council of Deans as with peers as other colleges. The next, and if you think of those programs that are undergraduate, not the graduate programs such as law, but the undergraduate programs, the College of Media is the next one in terms of size, with roughly 40 faculty and about 1,000 undergraduate students.
And the total number of undergraduates in aviation
is about 150.
And how many in the graduate program?
There's six, I believe, currently. Their supervisors, their faculty, mentors are elsewhere on campus. Human factors programs nationally are either in a psychology program or more commonly in engineering, College of Engineering, industrial engineering, for example.
Now, did I hear you right that if this action was taken, the bachelor's in human factors would no longer be offered, but the master's would?
The master's program has been moved to the graduate college, or is being moved to the graduate college, and the expectation is that a unit over the next 2 or 3 years will, the faculty within a unit, and it might be in the College of Engineering, it might be elsewhere on campus, express an interest in assuming responsibility for that program. And it would be, my speculation would be that it would be more of a typical human factors program that wasn't just an aviation focus, but focused on the engagement of human beings with devices more broadly.
So the master's program really doesn't require the flight training then?
That's correct. That, just to be sure, Trustee McMillan. The master's program does not require the flight training, is that?
The master's program is very loosely linked to aviation. It was begun under the leadership of a faculty member named Chris Wickens. I remember well, I was in the graduate college at the time at Dean, and oversaw the approval process. But as it has developed over the years, it has gone in several different directions. So two of the faculty who are in that program are now in the computer science program and the human interaction area, and one is in educational psychology. The courses that they were teaching are still being taught. They appeal to a range of students, but the link to the aviation program is actually not as strong.
Anything else? Okay. Any other questions or discussion?
I guess just as a point of clarification, for the bachelor's in human factors, does that require concomitant pilot training?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And once again, I just want to thank you for the comprehensiveness of that report, the thoughtfulness with which your recommendation comes to us. So I think that's the end of the first part of the meeting. I think we're going to move towards lunch and an executive session. I think there are employment and appointment related matters that we still need to discuss. Is that right? Okay. Then it's just litigation against affecting or on behalf of the university. In order to go into executive session, it would be great to have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you all. Michelle, are we eating in here? Oh, we're going to go into the back. Okay. Thank you all.